All right, before I tell you about the cemetery across the street.
Thank you.
I'm stealing that from Mike. That's what Mike has nicknamed the giant grocery store across the street.
You can refer to it simply as Cemetery Giant.
And it's not that it's a big grocery store. That's the chain name, Giant.
Uh-huh.
Would somebody please try to find Topper Shut? I have a question about the weather here in the D.C. area.
Fair enough. Is it a geographic question?
Well, it's a question about snow, and it's a question about why I see one thing on the Weather Channel, and then I watch all the weather people dance and dance and dance around it.
They're dancing already.
I will give you this in a nutshell.
Please.
Last night.
It's nothing.
Last night. Hold on a second. And you know why you say it's nothing?
And because I look out the window.
It's on its way here. I mean, there is something. There's a clipper.
An Alberta clipper.
On its way here. Here's the deal.
It's last night, go to our south.
Last night, we get done watching 24. Mm-hmm. So still on Channel 5 on the Fox station.
Right.
And they say, ooh, cold and snow. Cold and snow.
So was that guy Sue Palka on last night?
He was. He was great. All right, hold on. Hold on with Topper Shut for a second. So he says, hey, listen. Excuse me, I don't do a good impression like Mike. He says,
hey, everybody. How are you?
He says, there's a chance of a dusting of snow.
Ah, that's what most people are saying.
Well, now, this was last night at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. At 10:08, I turned on a weather channel.
Yeah.
And it says, stand by for your local on the 8th.
Oh, good.
They got no problems telling you exactly what's happening.
Right.
They said tonight, and they had forecast this last night.
Tonight.
They said tonight, 1 to 2 inches of snow.
Right.
Meanwhile, I turned back to the local station. Yeah. Now I'm on Channel 9 at 11 o'clock. And it's like, well, we might get a dusting of snow. And I'm still seeing on the Weather Channel, and they're not making a big deal about it.
No.
1 to 2 inches of snow.
That's right.
Today, I get up this morning. I turn on the weather this morning. Right. Again, Weather Channel. A fact. 1 to 2 inches of snow, mm-hmm. Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. I turn on that big gazelle on Channel 9.
Yeah.
That big boned girl.
The girl with the that wears the suit jackets that go halfway up her arm.
The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Right.
Right. And and incidentally, celebrity she most resembles,
please,
one of those big ostriches at the Cirque du Soleil.
Complete with the face paint.
They could have had a guy in a referee suit on her back, and I would have thought I was watching the Super Bowl again.
Well, for anybody that's old enough to remember, she resembles Carol from the old Bob Newhart show.
She did. She did the whole song and dance. They all did. They all said, a dusting, it's nothing to worry about.
I have heard on every forecast I've listened to, a dusting to 2 inches of snow.
Okay, yeah, that's Mike. What I've heard. Right. Here is my point. Do we have Topper?
Yeah, he's waiting.
Oh, good.
Oh, he's
Thank
waiting
you very
for
much.
Us.
Okay. No, he's not. He's.
Oh. Oh dear.
Okay, can I change my comment? He was waiting.
Okay. Well,
I'll get him back.
Okay. Thank you.
Dear.
My question for Topper Shut from CBS WUSA 9 would be exactly how much and how come last night at 10 o'clock, the Weather Channel very calmly just puts in the forecast 2 inches of snow. No big deal. The TV stations are so afraid to make a fist that they say, "Who?" They lead with it. They go, storm force.
I believe that is because south of the city, they might get more.
Yes.
But, Mike, the forecast that I'm watching is Fairfax County.
That is.
Right. Where I live. That is west of the city.
That is west.
That is west of the city. Okay, here he is now from WUSA Channel 9. Brett-O-Meter, Topper Shot.
So generous of him to join us. Topper, thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, guys.
Top, here's the question I have for you.
Okay.
As I was telling Mike and everybody else last night, and I'm sorry, I'm obsessed with the weather.
It's okay. So am I.
I'm watching all the local people.
Better than porn. Go ahead.
No, it's not.
Hey, okay, maybe you're right.
You can be obsessed with both.
Okay, maybe you're right.
So the local people are saying here in D.C., we got a chance of a Clipper sister coming in, and it's going to be just really nothing to worry about. I turn on the Weather Channel. This was last night at 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
They say 2 inches. No problem, 1 to 2 inches. There's no talk about...
So is your dilemma the fact that you're hearing 1 to 2 inches and a dusting on other places?
Yeah, the Weather Channel, which, and I don't mean any offense to Topper or to the Gazelle or anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Weather Channel is the Weather Channel. How come the Weather Channel last night said 2 inches of snow, and it seems just now that all of the local weather people are saying, oh, my gosh, maybe we might... we might get 2 inches. Meanwhile, if you turn the Weather Channel on, it's still just
This gentleman we have on the show has always been very honest.
Don and Mike, yes. I guess you didn't watch our 11 o'clock broadcast last night.
I
had a snowfall map of 1 to 2 inches downtown, 2 to 3 around Fredericksburg, and 4 to 6 in southern West Virginia.
Well, how come this? Okay, then hold on.
He loves this. Right. He loves this when he gets us like this.
And Topper, how come this morning when I watched that that tall chick,
Kim?
How come Kim? How come she didn't have 1 to 3 inches?
I think she had 1 to 2. I left her my map. I left her.
He's throwing her under the bus. You are the man.
I think
you
she had 1 to 2, and Howard had the same map at noon.
See, but now again,
be consistent.
I've got to be honest. Bernstein is my favorite of the whole gang over there. Bernstein today at noon. I watched him.
God. What did he say?
He danced around it. Here's exactly what Bernstein said. It really depends where the storm comes.
I don't think Mr. Schutt could be any more clear.
Well, Bernstein is Schutt's number one guy, right? Isn't that the pecking order over there at Channel 9? So Bernstein today at noon said, Bernstein, as you can see, this thing is moving towards the south, and I really think we're going to get the majority of the snow in our southern areas.
Well, can I ask a question?
Sure.
I'd like to know that line, that map you have. You say, 2 to 3 inches in the Fredericksburg area?
Yeah, that's about where I have
it. And then out in West Virginia, perhaps more?
Yeah, like Snowshoe will get hammered, actually. They may even get more than 6.
That's great news for the skiers.
It's great news, yeah.
I would wonder, now these little snow lines, is there potential for them to do a little bit of moving drift?
Yeah. Clippers, if you're a snow lover, and I said this, I think, at 6 last night, Clippers break your heart. I mean, they break my heart all the time. But
Clippers break your
but
heart.
But it's all we've got this winter. It's just been so sad that, you know, I'm only on half my Prozac dose today. So, yeah, and they're so small. I mean, so if they move 10 miles, it doesn't sound like much of a change.
Oh,
but these things are so small, it does.
This is what Bernstein was laying on me today. This is what Bernstein was coming up with some theory saying. You know, in a normal situation, if you get like a tenth of an inch of precipitation, it can turn into an inch of snow. The air is so dry that if we get like a tenth of an inch of precipitation, we could get 3 inches of snow.
That's correct.
So how come you guys aren't calling for 3 inches of snow? And why would he even?
Because we're only going to get probably get less than a tenth of an inch liquid.
Which would be how many inches then?
If we got a tenth of an inch liquid, we could get. Maybe 2 inches because it's so dry.
Are we predicting the weather or are we making a margarita here? What's going on?
And, you know, some areas will probably only get 500/600ths of an inch of liquid. So that's, you know, an inch and a half.
Topper.
So the liquid turns into the solid.
Right.
Just like the digestive tract.
Exactly. But what he was trying to say is, normally a tenth of an inch of liquid would give us an inch of snow.
10 to 1. Okay.
10 to 1.
10 to 1 ratio. 10 to 1.
But now it's so doggone cold that it could be 20 to 1, 25 to 1. So then the Clipper, you know, and we're talking.
This is where they start conjuring.
Like this, but somehow this is annoying you.
It's annoying you because last night the Weather Channel said.
I'm excited because I think what he's telling me is that there's a chance.
We got a chance.
He's a dreamer, though.
Right? It can't blow up and be a big one, but. You know, it's got a chance. It was snowing pretty hard today in Minneapolis and Chicago. And
all right, Topper, without taking away anything from Channel 9,
mm-hmm.
and we'll give you all props if you're correct,
mm-hmm.
right here in Rockville, Maryland, where our studios are.
Right off Rockville Pike.
How much do you think we'll get here?
Rockville, Maryland will get approximately 1.7 inches of fluffy snow.
Okay.
Thank you, Topper.
Thank you, Topper. We do appreciate
your house in beautiful Fairfax. 1.9, almost 2.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take that.
You take that, okay.
I'll take that.
How about the, we got to take that. We got to take our 2 inches and run. It's kind of winter's been.
How about the city of the Mecca, the entertainment Mecca, the entertainment capital of Northern Virginia, Manassas?
Manassas, probably 2.
Manassas, yeah.
How much?
Probably 2.
2.
2 inches.
Yeah, probably 2.
Well, if that's the case, Topper.
Mine's bigger.
If we are going to get 2 inches of snow. How come you're not getting the entire panic machine going? I mean, shouldn't you be on TV right now telling people that it's dangerously cold and that at the bus stop forecast that we might have school closings tomorrow?
Well, you know, you notice all the schools in West Virginia did have a delay on Monday morning.
And why do we run stuff in Washington, D.C. on the bottom of our screen for West Virginia?
Because they have no other place to watch.
It's their only TV.
It's their only connection to the real world.
And there are people, many people that commute from West Virginia.
That's true, Mike, actually. I mean, there are more people that commute from there than you think.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. they should not be included in the forecast.
Well,
you know, I don't care about the panhandle. That's one way you guys get off the hook all the
time.
What
are you, since we have Topper on the phone, what are you predicting, Don?
What am I? I'm sticking with a Weather Channel forecast of 1 to 2 inches.
Yeah, that's a pretty good bet.
Which I heard last night. Now, Topper.
So you're both agreeing, then.
To be fair, Topper's saying that he said the same thing. I'm going to have to see the videotape of him saying that last night.
I did. But here's our rule. Our rule is I don't like to do a snowfall accumulation map until we get within, like, 24 hours. And we were almost within 24 hours of the event, so I went ahead and did a snowfall map at 11 last night.
Well, you're the man then, Topper. Okay.
You are the man, Topper.
But remember, they'll break your heart.
Okay. Clippers will break your heart. I wrote it down.
Thank you, Topper.
All right, bye, guys.
See you later. Bye-bye. Topper Short.
That's good.
Topper
like
Short.
That one.
Yeah, I don't know why that got
he's,
me bad.
He's low-key. Yes. You know, we got to catch him. You know, when there's a six to 12 incher,
worked
you know,
up, yeah.
you
that's
know, as a matter of fact,
you know, he might not even come on at that because he goes so crazy.
Right.
I'm pretty sure, you know, maybe I didn't watch that last night because when we were flipping around, I know we were watching CSI Miami and they had him on at 10:30, you know, where they do the break where they say, here's what's happened tonight. You know, so-and-so is there's a fire somewhere and then this happened and we've got the weather. And he was standing outside on the terrace with his Indiana Jones hat on and just smiling. And Janet said to me, oh, see, we're going to get snow. Look how happy he is.
Uh-huh.
And all he said was, well, it sure is cold. The coldest weather in 3 years. I'll have that coming up at 11.
All I know is the winter weather advisory, the snow advisory, which is what they're calling it right now, is supposed to start at 7 p.m.
Right.
Eastern time. Conclusion of this broadcast. Yeah. I am looking at Florida sun. I am looking at sunny, beautiful skies.
Oh, Mike, it's 17 degrees outside.
I understand,
though.
But I'm saying it's blue sky. Blue skies.
Now, the advisory starts at 7, but they said give or take 3 hours either side of 9 p.m. is when it'll start. So that puts it anywhere between 7 and midnight.
Or 6 and midnight.
Yeah, even. Right.
I need some heat. I've got food.
And that's where they get you buzzed on the double speed, because someone like Mike hears a snow advisory at 7, he doesn't know.
I expect I'll be driving home in flakes.
He doesn't know what you've already heard, that they've already given themselves a three-hour wiggle room.
I had no idea that an advisory is 3 hours on either side.
No. The advisory goes from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., but if you read the fine print of the advisory, it said the snow will start 3 hours either side of 9 p.m. Yeah.
Hello.
They're even confusing with the numbers.
See?
It's an art, not a science.
And the Weather Channel, meanwhile, no offense to Topper, the Weather Channel just has a blue screen and that same monotone voice that says, tomorrow night, snow, 80%, 1 to 2 inches.
Right.
Low, 12.
Are you looking at, do you have your Weather Channel on cable or on satellite?
Yeah, on cable.
So you got everything, don't you? You got over the air, you got cable, you got DirecTV, you got all the stuff.
You got to. If you just have DirecTV, you don't get your local.
See, I have DirecTV, so my Weather Channel is and then you look at a map, and they go from one region to the next.
Right. You're missing out on the best part of the Weather Channel. You're local on the A's.
I'd love to have that. You know I'd be obsessed with it if I have it. Maybe I'll call Comcast.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, howdy.
Hey, good. Hey, Don, what's the over-under on when you're going to lose power at your house?
The over-under.
You know, knock on wood, it'll probably happen tonight. It hasn't happened for a long time.
You're not going to lose power. It's a light snowstorm, and there's not going to be wind.
Not one of those things, my friend.
Did you ever get a generator?
Yes, he did.
Shut up. Yeah, my mother-in-law loves it. Big Frida really, really likes it.
How many times? Seriously, how many times could you have powered your entire cave? Everything. That's why I bought it. I asked the guy. I was like doing estimates.
Stop.
Said,
here's the thing.
We've got a surround sound system. We've got
really
a huge television set. We've got a couple of lights and a cigar fan.
It is more than powering my, and it's not just a fan, my filtration system that you've got in my in the cave, in my smoking room. You've got the TV. You've got the satellite thing. You've got the TiVo thing. I don't think all that works just off a gas generator, right?
But you could have at the time. You didn't have all those toys way back when. I bought this for you in 400 BC.
No, you got it actually, it was like 10 years ago, right?
No longer than that, I think.
I think it was within 10.
Was it 10?
Yeah, 10 or maybe less.
Well,
I think it was.
That's where everybody takes advantage of me because of my alcohol, because you know dates and times.
It was a thoughtful gift. Mike was nice enough to get me 1 year for Christmas a generator because I was always complaining power's going off in my house, and he thought that I could just like plug my TV into this thing and it would work. And well, it doesn't just work like that. You don't just plug your TV. I mean, unless you're getting an old-fashioned over-the-air signal, you don't just plug a flat screen into a Honda generator and watch
speaking,
TV.
And speaking of gifts.
So I gave it to my mother-in-law.
Since we're on the subject, I can take it now. I can take it. I'm mentally prepared for this.
Lay it on me.
I'm laying on the jacket. The jacket I got you. The last time I told you about the jacket, you said, well, it's too warm, and I can't wear it because it's too cold. We got the frigid weather. I want to know the truth. Did I get you the same one? Tell me the truth, please. I can handle it. I can handle it.
He's prepared himself.
Did I get you the same exact jacket twice?
2 years in a row.
Did I really?
Janet returned it and got me a gift certificate.
I can handle that. It's my
own bad. I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
I thought I did, though. That's why the first thing. What's the first thing I said? I thought you got you. I wanted to make sure I didn't double up and get you the same one. So they didn't update it. They said it was new on the website.
Exact same jacket.
That's how they get you.
Oh, well. You count on an upgrade next Christmas. Well, I'll make sure I don't make that mistake again. You got a nice gift certificate, though?
Yeah.
From the same store.
So how much you paid for it?
Okay, good.
Sure.
Well, that's almost worth
sure.
it. That's almost
BackersProShop.com.
I'm very sorry about that. That's like two screw-ups in a row.
I completely forget
your birthday.
I would never have thought of it. Janet said to me, that's a nice jacket. I said, yeah, Mike always gets me a nice jacket. She said, there's one just like it in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
The closet's the one you got me last year.
And it had tan arms, like, right?
It's got like a light green.
All leather.
Light green leather. Yeah, a beautiful jacket. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, what are we going to do? And
I thought it was a new one with just a slight modification.
No. Anyway.
Jesus, I wish they'd do that.
Listen, don't sweat it. Thank you very much. As a matter of fact, talking about being negligent at Christmas, there is still a Ron Popeil, whatever that thing is that I got for you 6 months ago.
Oven?
You know that thing you got me, that rotisserie thing? I got you one of those as well.
The new one?
I got you. Do you remember when
you... mean the new Showtime rotisserie oven?
The one that you got me.
You got me that?
When I went home and used it, and I told you...
And you dug it. I know you liked it.
I brought it up, and you said, does it have the old-fashioned dial?
Right.
And I said, no. And you said, oh, that's because it's the new one.
Yeah.
We went out, we bought one for you. It's just sitting downstairs. Perhaps I'll bring it in tomorrow. It does no good to say that I've got a gift for you just
sitting downstairs. I forgot. I completely forgot that you had not presented me with anything for Christmas time. But it's a push because I got you the same jacket I got you last year.
It doesn't matter because I got a nice gift certificate.
That's okay. Now that makes me feel better.
You should make sure you bring that in by March 8th. That's my birthday.
And here's why I think that you're not getting any birthday gifts this year.
Why?
If you want to talk about who really is the cheapest bastard in this room,
oh,
let's talk about someone who for Christmas.
Two months of effort, though, you got to admit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Planning very nice, really.
I got you wallet sizes.
Oh, yeah. This is.
We went to see. Well, listen, if you've been to our website anytime in the last 8 months, you've seen the photo of us with Wayne Newton when we went out for a boys' night out. When we went to see Wayne Newton way back in September. Mm-hmm. I said to Robert, at one point, Robert had taken some photos. I said, I would love to have the picture of myself and Wayne Newton, like, giving the Godfather a hug. And it was a real nice one of Mike and I and Wayne Newton.
And who made that dream come true?
Yeah, so for Christmas, that's what we received. Now, you were able to get them autographed.
They were personally autographed.
And I'll tell you something funny about that, is when he finally agreed to autograph them, I spoke to his drummer, mm-hmm. and Wayne took them home. And autograph them in his home. Now, doesn't that make it better?
Now, here's what's wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with
that. No, hold on, Rob. He's absolutely right, and I'm looking forward to his explanation, because he's much better at this than I am.
Here's what's wrong with everything with that. First, the photos you took months ago,
right.
I'm sure that you already turned in, expensed the photos, because...
You're sure of this?
We talked about it on the air.
I've not expensed the photos.
Okay. Not yet.
You think I could?
So.
Like, so, you have to ask?
They were photos. Secondly, you're a star effer. You love calling and trying to get close to Wayne Newton.
Do you know seriously what would wipe out the whole thing? It would wipe out the whole thing if you got him a signed one and me a signed one and you didn't get yourself a signed one.
Would that do it? It's magical that you should bring that up. I have no signed photo.
You could. That's what? A good pull. That's good. Really, that's true.
And no.
Did you ask for one?
Of course.
The other thing to remember. Oh, you're lying. I told him
I'm lying. Of course I have one. But I don't have
it. Now, hold on. Well, why did you don't lie like that?
Well, yeah, it was funny.
You were eager to jump on board. I thought it was fun.
No. Don't just blatantly lie.
No. I subtly lied.
And the other thing is, like with any piece of memorabilia, even though you talked to Wayne Newton's drummer,
right,
and even though Wayne Newton's drummer told you that Wayne Newton brought those photos home,
mm-hmm, which he
how
did.
Many times have loyal listeners of our show sent in letters at, with really heart-tearing stuff, like, I was going through the toughest time of my life, I have, please have a picture, and we'll just say, sign our names, Rob. Sign our, I mean, at least we're not hypocrites about it. We tell you, if you get a signed picture from us, 80% chance.
Signed by Rob Spiewak.
It came from Rob.
Higher. Mm-hmm. You've probably signed two photos in the past 5 years.
It could be worse. Could be like Lydia and have a machine that does it.
That's true. The auto pen.
We have the auto pen.
But as long as we're talking about this gift.
Yes, I thought it was a magnificent gift. And you know what? Unlike a magazine that doesn't show up, it's something that you can hold in your hands for real and for true.
Now, that's a fight you have with Mike, not with me.
I've given up on that. That was a total problem. That was bad. That was negligent on my part.
Yeah. I know you lost sleep over it.
With the magazine subscription?
Magazine. You eventually got one or two of them.
I have one.
One? That's good.
One magazine.
And you like it?
Why would you get, if you had followed up on that, why would I get one copy of a magazine when I was supposed to get a subscription? Why would I get one
Maybe
copy?
I only subscribe to one. You know how cheap I am.
Speedboat.
Speedboat. I love that magazine.
It's a good magazine. It's like the 20th tier boating magazine.
You were probably like me, guy, and I can say this now because it's a month after Christmas. When I got that present from Rob, as soon as I took it out of the box and I saw that it was, I saw the paper, I said to Janet, "Oh, it's that Wayne Newton picture." I didn't even open it up. Did not even open it
you
up.
You knew what it was before you opened it.
I know the boy.
Because you were so excited. It's what you wanted. It's what you were envisioning in your head for months. And you said, probably, oh, it's the Wayne Newton picture. What you probably said is, it's the Wayne Newton picture.
And don't you think the Wayne Newton picture has gone down in value now that it's been on the website for so long?
For 8 months?
Don't you think that even has devalued our signed pictures of Wayne Newton?
Maybe, but Don didn't already have an autographed Wayne Newton picture from the previous year.
Okay, get out of here.
God.
Out of here, please.
Jesus. Jesus.
You're welcome.
My God.
Merry Christmas.
Right back at you. Right back at you.
And that's March 8th for my birthday.
I didn't hear anything. Did you hear anything, Mike?
I didn't hear anything, no. I heard an echo in here.
I didn't hear anything either.
I heard nothing whatsoever. That's what I heard. Crickets. Lovely crickets.
The crickets.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hi there, Don and Mike.
Can anyone feel the real genuine disappointment in the room right now?
No.
Not me.
Hello there. You're on the air.
Not
Don,
me.
Don and
yeah,
Mike.
I just want to let you guys know I heard Tom Curine, a.k.a. Mr. Lundegaard from Fargo.
Burger Jeff, that is his former disc jockey name. Tom Curine from Channel 4. I'm not kidding. When he worked at WVBF in Boston, his name was Burger Jeff.
Huh. Burger Jeff.
Okay, so what does Burger Jeff have to say?
He gave an estimate of 1 to 5 inches, depending on where you live.
Sure. All right.
That's how they get you.
1 to 5.
Hey, Mike, you might want to look out your window again because it's getting really cloudy.
I've got to the Rockville Pike forecast right now. Blue sky and sun.
That's nothing right. But.
Blue sky and sun.
Mike, lovely. Maybe you would agree with me. That sky is as blue as Wayne Newton's eyes. In the photograph that Rob took and later had printed out and allegedly had signed for us by Wayne Newton.
That sky is as blue as my mood when I open up that cheap-ass Christmas gift.
That sky is...
I had a blue Christmas.
That sky is as blue as a Best Buy gift card would have been. As blue as a Blockbuster gift card would have been. Wow. Yes.
It's pretty blue.
I got Best Buy gift cards for everybody.
Mike, I'm not complaining.
I know.
You know what?
Did I get you a Best Buy gift card? No, I didn't.
No.
No.
Which do you think is more impersonal? If you had received a Best Buy gift card from Rob,
right,
or the Wayne Newton photo that you knew he had from 8 months ago that he called out to Las Vegas and got it signed.
Now it's 8 months?
Which was, well, hold on. September, October, November, December, January, excuse me, 6 months.
Oh, but
you know, I exaggerate.
September.
6 months. September, October, November, December. Okay, you're right. Three or 4 months.
Are you asking me would I have been more pleased if I'd received a Best Buy gift card?
Yes.
I would have been much more pleased because I know it would have been his greatest sacrifice, reaching into his
wallet. He would have had to pay something for it.
Yes.
What about a Best Buy gift certificate autographed by Wendy?
You want to rephrase that?
Not at all. That's the magic of Christmas is what that is. Mm-hmm. Ho, ho, ho.
What were you trying to say?
A gift, I don't know. A Best Buy gift certificate or gift card autographed by Wayne Newton. And you know what? One of these days when I'm dead and gone, you'll cherish that picture.
That photograph.
When Wayne is dead. And there's sort of a foot race.
It's not that I don't appreciate the photograph.
I can tell that.
But that is...
No, I do too. And I know what you're going to say, Mike. You know what that is? That's like a regular... Because after all, that entire... Not to totally pick your nit here.
No,
but,
my nit is ripe for picking.
But the entire Wayne Newton experience was my gift to you.
And this was my way of giving back.
No, maybe it was. No, it would have been nice, like, just as a regular everyday. You know how you shower us with gifts every day? Just on a regular basis, if Mike and I had just come in, you said, hey, incidentally, guys, remember that Wayne Newton picture you asked me about? Here it is. I got it for you, and I got it signed for you.
And I think a long time ago, I offered you actually money for every one of those guests we would have. If we got an autographed photo, I would give you that. So even though... So
you saved that amount of money, because I didn't bill you. Put that on a gift card.
He's a trickster.
You can't argue with
him. He's a conjurer.
Hey, Buzz, what did he get you for Christmas?
That's not important.
What did he get you, Buzz?
It's not important.
Let's find out. What did Rob get you for Christmas?
Got an autographed picture of us with Wayne Newton.
Yeah, Buzz got one, too?
Yeah, he did.
You are essing me.
No.
You know what we're moving into the territory of? We're moving into Dennis Murphy territory here.
Oh, no. Oh, no. How dare you?
Oh, yes.
No, how dare you?
Seriously.
You know
with
Rob,
Buzz, I had no idea.
That, nor did I. That is the final nail in your coffin.
How dare you? I stand proud on those gifts. Standing proud.
Jesus Christ.
Gonna fly now, feeling strong now.
Wow.
Great gift.
And you know what?
They were framed, and you got wallet-sized photos, too. I bet you don't have them in your wallet.
Wallet-sized photos. They weren't wallet-sized signed photos.
No, they weren't.
The fact that you got them signed for all of us,
mm-hmm.
including you,
yes,
devalues it as well.
All right, let me ask
you. Well, you can devalue, you know, the Hope Diamond, and it's still priceless.
Let me ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very important question.
All right, and I'll tell you the truth.
When? I doubt that, because you didn't before.
But it was a joke. It was simply a joke.
When did the autographed photos come in?
When did they arrive to me? December.
So you answered a question
with a question.
With a question,
I was
which
clarifying.
Is the oldest strategy in the book.
They arrived to me on December 16th, but I began the process
like
a month
to see
and a half
postmarks.
Out. Wouldn't you? Would that be a good Christmas gift?
Question.
Get that signed.
So how about that? Hey, I'll get rid of those three schmucks. Hey, Carrie. Print out three more of those pictures and get me a big, shiny Sharpie. Now with your left hand, write Don, Mike, and Buzz. Wayne, there you go. Put those in the middle of those fat effers.
I did not print them out myself.
What
I
did
had
yours say?
Done.
What did yours say, Buzz?
Best wishes, Wayne Newton. I don't remember the exact verbiage. But
it
I
was
it
to Buzz.
Hanging on my music wall.
There was a salutation to Buzz.
I had a great salutation that I actually remember.
What was yours?
But it actually now is making me more suspicious.
Why? What does yours say?
Because it sounds like what he would write.
Why? What did it say?
Thank you for all that you are and all that you do.
No, that's Wayne all over.
Wayne,
and I remember
Wayne
when Whitney. It arrived, I laughed out loud.
Okay. Well, I did laugh, too, when I got it.
See?
You know what I forgot to include? Oh, this is my bad. I forgot to include the certificate of authenticity.
Yep. If only.
Wow.
Oh, well.
It's included with every purchase.
Well, we could probably just call up Wayne.
I've been trying to get him on since before we went to the concert.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
His security is tight.
Okay.
Well, thank God you were able to get all of us those gifts.
Did you get John and Joe one, too?
No, John and I don't exchange gifts. Neither right. did Joe and I.
Mm-hmm.
It was just for me and you and Buzz and Rob.
Doesn't that make it more special? Or does it make it worse?
Just those of us who were there.
Oh, this will be good. The calls will be on my side.
Yeah, there you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Here's the magic of making love to
Mike.
The audience every day.
Yeah, hello there.
Don and Mike, why don't you lay off of Rob? Not everybody is rich as you guys.
See, what do you
hey,
think
hold
of
on
that?
A second.
What
hold
do you
on.
Think of that, Rob? Huh? See, you thought the calls were going to be against you, and look at your first calls for you.
Sir, first, let me tell you, you're goddamn right. Everybody's not as rich as us. You're goddamn right. I'm sorry. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps and do better. Second. Hey, shut up. We're not looking for anything from Rob astronomical money-wise. It's just you got to know this about this guy. I love him. He's a cheap bastard. what he did was on the cheap, and he kept it from each of us individually. You know, it's not like you ever. It's not.
How
like
do you mean I kept it from you?
Well, it's not like it came up in conversation. Like, hey, did you like that photo that I got you? I got right. I got the photo for Mike as well. Yeah. I got the photo for Buzz as well. I got everybody got a signed Wayne Newton photo from me.
I thought we'd all talk about it at the clubhouse.
At the clubhouse.
He can afford it. He can afford it. He's just a cheap bastard.
See, I told you he was on my side.
Listen, he certainly could have afforded a $25 Best Buy gift card.
You know, there was a moment early when we were talking about this where I think everyone could hear the feeling of emptiness that we all felt.
I don't hear it now. I'm calling for 2 to 4 inches of emptiness.
I feel all filled up again.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
What are you full of?
I'm full of joy now.
Thank you. And that really, that's what it's all about,
it
isn't
is.
It?
Holy,
shut
it's
up.
It's joy.
It is. And you might, you give pleasure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Tra-la-la, tra-la-la, little Debbie.
It's been a long time since we've gotten a call from that guy.
Not the original Little Debbie guy, though, right?
Wrong key.
I do remember this from our drunk show, the How You Doing guy called in.
Yes, 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 fantastic.
The original How You Doing guy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, I bought a Wayne Newton signed photo on eBay. I checked out Rob's confidence level, and I bid with confidence.
See, that's a lie. He's lying.
I would be curious to know. I don't think you sold anything.
Did it say Dear Don?
Yet on eBay. Is there a Wayne Newton photo on eBay? What's the value on those?
I got mine for $1.99.
How would you get out
$1.99.
He's lying. And remember, yours are all, they all have salutations.
Personal. Call Autograph Depot and you'll believe, too.
99 cents for an autographed photo.
Happy birthday, Rob.
And Merry Christmas to you guys. I'm so glad that you're, you know, you can always put something else in the frame. Would you like a picture of me? I won't sign it.
Happy early birthday.
It is going to be a great one, isn't it? That's the best thing about having a March birthday is February is such a short month.
You're going to get a great picture.
As a matter of fact,
I think Don and I might team up on the picture.
You know, you once gave me an autographed picture for Christmas.
I've given everybody autographed pictures for Christmas.
No, but not of you. It was of Dean Martin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I still have it hanging downstairs. I love it.
Yeah, I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Paid money for it.
That's sort of shallow. I mean, you know. If you have to pay for something and not actually give from the heart and
no,
and
I went into an actual memorabilia store where
you don't
they sell those.
You don't like gifts that you have to pay for, do you?
I love them.
Do you?
I think a gift from the heart.
$1,000 for one of Gene Rayburn's microphones.
A gift from the heart is
something.
Meanwhile,
your children are walking around in dirty diapers, but you've got a $1,000 microphone from eBay that was used on the Match Game.
Straight from the heart. Give of yourself. That's what I say.
Give of yourself.
Let's not hear about any financial problems this man has, because while it is in fact true that he may be very near bankruptcy.
At right? all times, teetering.
If he was to, at any point, liquidate his incredible Simpsons comic book guy collection of junk,
yes.
He's sitting on a fortune.
He's a collector.
But who wants to do that?
You see upstairs, in the office upstairs, he's a collector. Mm-hmm. He collects.
That's what I do.
He's the ultimate collector.
But only things that are good.
Japanese alarm clocks.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, those are mostly gifts.
Pieces of the Hindenburg.
How much do you think your microphone collection would fetch?
If I were to do it right now?
If you really do it the right way, how much do you think?
The 44 would probably go. That's the big.
He's
going to
go through every microphone. I'm talking about the whole collection.
2,500, 1,500 is 4,000, 1,000 is 5,000, 500 is probably about $6,000.
$6,000.
Roughly.
And let's talk again about how tough Rob has it, how he couldn't get us a gift for Christmas.
Sitting there on $6,000 worth of microphones.
Would you like a microphone?
No.
No.
$6,000 worth of microphones. And they're all historical in some way, right?
They're all classics. Yeah.
And they actually all work, right?
Yes, they've all been fully restored.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I hosted Best Of with one of them this Christmas. It's fun. Buzz walked in that day.
That's right, I remember.
He brings the microphones into use.
Gene Rayburn.
Well, sure, like Jay Leno likes to drive his cars. Why not play with your microphone?
All right.
Remember that day of Best Of when my voice sounded great?
Okay, well,
that was the day.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Merry Christmas.
That's right.
Just around the corner, Rob.
And Wayne Newton, I just want to say thanks to all you do.
I know I speak for Don and Buzz when I say thank you for those pictures.
And I'll tell you, it came up this weekend, as a matter of fact. We went to see the movie Smoke and Aces,
mm-hmm.
and Wayne Newton has a cameo in that, right. where he's on stage and he brings out Jeremy Piven. Mm-hmm. And I leaned over to Janet and I said, oh, that's a nice reminder of that cheap gift that Rob had for us.
You'll always have that the rest of your life.
No, you keep saying cheap. You know, when I mailed you those packages,
how much was
I
the postage?
Sent them priority.
Priority mail.
Look at that.
I want to make sure you got them for the day.
Not book rate.
Incredible right. generosity.
Jesus Christ's
you.
Birthday.
All right, you're the winner there. You are the winner there.
Oh, birthday my God.
We got to hit a break. We've got the guy from 24, but he's not for a little while more. Oh, I know. The cemetery across the street.
Yes.
Okay. When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.